Episode 184, Ben Affleck is Batman and other news.
We are back!
Just had to slip that in there.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono, and we are back!
And we were just saying, off the air, that to us it feels like forever.
Yeah.
But to you guys, we've been on twice a week.
This is kind of a time loop scenario for us.
Yeah.
Because it's like, not this is not a time loop episode. Let's just be clear.
Just to be clear.
Just to be clear.
Keep listening.
You're listening to a new episode. Do not turn off. Crap, everyone just turned
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I know.
But it's kind of like, you know, a little time travel action. Because we recorded all those episodes you've been hearing for the last month pre-August.
Yeah.
And now it is post-August.
Mm-hmm.
Did we even record it all in August?
I believe we recorded zero episodes in the month of August,
wow.
I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or if we did, it was like
maybe August
right
1st.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, no, I don't think we did. So.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's September.
September.
All the kids are starting school today.
What is today's date? The 3rd?
The 3rd, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so. Welcome to the, I just checked, July 31st was our last recording.
Holy smokes.
So yeah, welcome to the fall, basically.
Yeah, it was a good hiatus.
Season. Yeah. I went on my honeymoon to California.
How was that?
I guess I should say I also got married, which was good. You were
before
there.
Before the honeymoon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Prior.
Yeah, you got successfully married.
Yeah, the day was good.
Exciting.
Do you have any highlights? So tell me something I don't know about my wedding day. You were there.
Oh, man.
You were there for all the pictures. You were one of my groomsmen. Go.
Gosh, I don't know.
Any behind-the-scenes action that I missed out on?
I shared a lot of inappropriate stories in the groom's room, but I think you were there for that.
I was there for that, and there was one point. So we had two pastors, one that I've been a longtime friend of that also leads my Bible study, and then one that is Dez's family hometown pastor that she had since she was a kid.
Yeah.
And close to ceremony time, maybe a half hour before, the guys are all in the groom's room. And you were telling some, fairly inappropriate stories.
But they were true stories.
Yeah,
these were not
true stories about people
jokes.
That you knew.
Yes.
And so you're
relevant to weddings.
Yes. And so I just, one of my memories from that half hour before my wedding is you telling the story. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is so inappropriate. Because a lot of my friends don't know you. And then I saw the pastor, not like, the one that's from Bez's hometown, kind of smile a little bit awkwardly and then leave the room.
Well, That would make this appropriate.
You're my most inappropriate friend. Yeah, that's right. That's a fact. That is a fact.
That's a sound clip that listener Adam and Sci-Fi Christian contributor Adam made for us.
So, yeah, I heard that
he's made a lot of sound clips.
Well, he accidentally copied me on the email, and I didn't listen to them.
He didn't. I forwarded it to you.
Oh. So there was probably 26 sound clips.
Yeah, so I'm going to sprinkle them in around.
Okay. So tell us about Adam. He's joining the Sci-Fi Christian
website.
Yeah,
so I don't know if you've been keeping up on this.
No, I haven't.
But he came up with this idea for a series called the Sci-Fi Christian Classroom. Okay?
Okay.
So apparently, you must have missed this in your epic Facebook re-catching up-a-thon today.
No, I wasn't. I was catching up on listener emails and Facebook messages.
Okay.
So not personal stuff.
Well, you can be a part of this if you want to.
Okay.
It's up to you. So there's this website called Coursea. Course, it's the word course followed by an A, so however you pronounce that. And they offer free college-level courses. There's no credit, but which is why they're free or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple that are sci-fi related.
One about comic books.
Yep, and then the other one, which is starting next week, is about online games and Lord of the Rings and everything.
I did read a little bit about
this.
So when does the comic book one start?
Later this month.
I mean, I thought about doing it, but I don't know if I want to take that on.
Yeah.
Is it
it's free, so if you blow it off, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, what are you just going to go on your permanent record at the free website college course?
So we're inviting listeners to join us?
Yeah, listeners to join us, and then Adam and I, and you, or any other Sci-Fi Christian contributors who want to be a part of it, are going to do, like, weekly Facebook chats, and then we're going to put those on the website. To kind of like. So we did the first one a couple nights ago, which was kind of the introduction.
To which one?
Online game one.
I want to do that one.
Okay.
Interesting. Is there anything on our website, like, with links for people?
Not yet. Once the first one goes up, which should be in the next couple days. Maybe even by the time people are hearing this, there
so
will be.
You'll put up a link so people can sign up for the class if they're interested.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Yeah. I might do the comic book one. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want it on my permanent record, but we'll
okay.
see.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's going to be fun. So that's how Adam is getting into the groove. Adam is a fellow Catholic.
Yeah. I saw that. Well, because you promoted him to a writer while I was at my honeymoon.
You gave me full authority.
I was away. So I was like, well, oh my gosh, I'm away. And he's trying to
You
infiltrate.
Gave me full authority.
He's infiltrating us.
I am.
It's a secret invasion.
This is what
of Catholics.
Happens when you give me full yeah. power.
Yeah, well, we're at equal power now because behind the scenes,
yeah.
when you were gone, of course, I was paying the bills alone. But now you've come in 50-50 plus with listener donations.
Yeah,
we're in good shape right
yeah,
now.
We are equal.
We're equal,
of
but
the
we're
force.
Still. I don't want you listeners to think we're in good financial condition. We still need those donations.
Well, do we have an incentive?
No, not this. Don't say this. I know what you're thinking. I have a, but I was thinking we should.
Can I describe it vaguely without using the word nudity?
Yes.
Okay. So there are. I went on a hiking trip after you got back from your honeymoon, which yeah. is why it was so long.
Mm-hmm. Why our hiatus was so long?
Yeah. And I
can
came
say
back.
You were unaware that a picture was taken of you.
Well, yeah, and it was a picture that might have involved a word that I just agreed not to use.
Yes.
Not like. Full frontal.
How do you say backle? Full backle.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
So to speak.
So a picture exists of Ben. So what, you want to give this to listeners? Don't it? Because
yeah,
I don't think that that's...
with my wife.
I don't think that's
well,
appropriate.
Okay, here's the other thing. It's not appropriate in any way.
Play this.
Well, hang on. Now I have Adam's clips. I have to like switch
no,
between
right.
scenes.
Yeah, play that one.
I mean, that's not appropriate in any way.
But then I also, me and my friend James, so James is one of my best friends, and he lives out, he works for Microsoft in Seattle, so I went out there, and he and me and a couple of his friends went out there, and my thought was, okay, I got my video camera, I'm going to record some videos for the Sci-Fi Christian.
Yeah.
Well, by the second, halfway through the second recording session, I realized that there were too many words to be bleeped out,
yeah.
so it wasn't going to happen.
No, we're not giving that clip out.
But if people
no.
want the clip, I've and you're not going to be offended...
No, they cannot have it.
What?
No, I've watched 4 minutes of it. And
it's really bad.
It's really extreme.
Okay, but it's not like Sci-Fi Christian official. It's unpublished, okay? So you can't get to it by going to our YouTube page.
Okay, I got a question.
But if people want to donate money to see it...
No.
I think they can.
A lot of times we say Ben is right. But in this case, when it comes to the video and the picture, would you say that Ben is wrong?
No. What was wrong? I thought I looked quite good in that picture.
Okay. Anyways.
The video is hilarious. So, people, if you want to see it, you can email me, ben@thescifichristian.com. However, if you watch it and you are offended, you will get no apology because you have been warned.
It's one of the most vulgar videos I've watched in recent
really,
history.
You're not even very far
I'm
into it.
I'm 4 minutes into a 20-minute video. It's literally, this is not a joke, fans.
Did you get to the part where I apologized to you for my language?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we were still trying at that point.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, we'll see how this goes.
It would be rated R if it was a movie.
Yes. I've been formulating some ideas for a trivia contest. And I kind of like the idea of fans sending us in questions and trying to stump us in different areas. Yeah. But I think... I don't know. That's too broad. I don't know if we can say like sci-fi TV or sci-fi books or maybe there'd be... Well, here's something. How about if we have three questions, one from TV, one from movies, one from books,
yeah.
and we just have to get one of the three correct and then we're not stumped.
Okay.
Or... Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, but I mean, for me, there's so many things I haven't read and seen. I think it would be... we'll figure it out. So I'm kind of formulating an idea for how we can incorporate trivia into this and send out gifts. And do you have any update? When we last left off, you said you were going to come here.
I was so lazy
okay.
this month.
Okay. So when we left off, you said that there may be some t-shirt information here
hang
in
hang
September.
We talk about sending out prizes. Adam had a little clip about that.
You have inherited some of Matt's secondhand junk.
Yeah, people can inherit some of Matt's secondhand junk.
He's got a little intro sound
he
and
does,
outro so that, sound, so
now,
you always know when it's a clip.
Now, maybe we should update a couple projects. So there's the trivia project, which I've done nothing with.
Okay, the t-shirt, you mean?
No, the trivia
Have
thing.
We talked about the t-shirt thing on the air, or was that private?
Yeah, so we're going to be opening a store where you can get shirts.
Yeah,
a shirt store. Yeah, we mentioned that. We promised it would be ready when we next recorded. It isn't, because I was lazy.
That's all right.
It'll be ready next week.
Yes.
However,
yes.
I do have a little update on that.
Uh-oh, this doesn't look good.
So, Well, there's a t-shirt out there that says Ben is right on it.
Yeah.
And you told me no one will buy this.
Uh-oh.
You are so wrong.
Why?
So one of our listeners, Alan, had a birthday this month. And he emailed me and said, look, I know the store's not ready, but I really want some Sci-Fi Christian gear for my birthday. Would it be okay if you sent me the link?
No way.
So, of course, I sent him the link.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, yeah. Alan, what's his last name?
Rainey.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah. Good listeners of the show.
Definitely.
And so he went out there and he sent it to his wife and, like, he told her which ones he wanted and he got a Ben is Right shirt.
What?
But then he emails me back and is like, you know, I like the Ben is Right shirt, but I really would like to have a Ben is Right collection. So if you could put out a beer mug and coffee mug as well, that would be great.
Why, Alan? Why would you want that? And why not Matt is Right?
So I said, absolutely, I could do that. And then, you know, I didn't get around to it for a couple of days, and he emailed me back. He's like, you know, I don't want to bug you, but I really, really want that Ben is Right mug. So if you could please get it out there, I'd really appreciate it. So, yeah. So, and then I did, and he ordered it.
I'm shocked. And dismayed.
That is right. It's taking off.
So, speaking of Alan and Aaron.
He wanted a set.
Yeah, that's amazing.
He wanted a set.
That's amazing. I don't know what to say. I don't even want to comment on it. Alan and Aaron Rainey wrote a book called Flight of the Angels.
Yeah, I should go read it.
I started reading it on my honeymoon, everybody. So, they sent me the book about a year ago. This thing is started, folks. Well, technically, I did start it last year, but I had to restart it because it's been a while.
Yeah,
so,
I understand.
On the plane home from San Francisco, Flight of the Angels all the way. So yeah. I'm in the midst, a little bit longer than books I usually read, comic books. And so it's gonna be a while, but when this is complete and you read it as well, on the show, Alan and Aaron Rainey, they can be drinking out of their Ben is Right mugs while we interview them.
And they're local enough where they could be on the show.
They could.
In fact,
we could meet them halfway.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw this, but I'm Facebook friends with Alan, yeah. And he was at the state fair this last week. And I was thinking, man, you would go to the stupid state fair when you could be coming to the Sci-Fi Christian?
To BAM Studios?
Yeah, to BAM Studios.
Wow.
That was a poor choice.
Well, you know what? We could meet them halfway because they're just up in Hibby, Minnesota.
I'm practically halfway.
And I have a little mini recorder that we could use. So it wouldn't be
the sound quality.
It wouldn't be the highest audio quality, but it would be less driving for them.
Well, I was just thinking like we could arrange it strategically at a time when they were down here anyway,
yeah.
Or a time when we're up in Hibbing, which doesn't ever happen.
We could make it happen. So you start reading the book,
yeah,
and then I'll get to it. Give me a post Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So post Christmas, this book will be finished.
Maybe this should be a good trivia contest. Is back.
What
people. Send in your predictions on when Matt will finish Flight of the Angels, and whoever's closest wins a prize.
Okay, but don't email me. Ben.
Ben at thescifichristian.com with your prediction. Just give a date. It can be, you could say, it's September 3rd now, so you could say September 10th, 2013.
No,
Matt will be done.
Impossible.
That's a bad choice.
It's a really bad choice.
Or you could say September 13th, 2052. Matt will be done. And there are somewhere in between. Okay.
Yeah.
And whoever is closest wins a prize.
All right. That's happening. Where
trivia
are they going
to win? The contest is back.
They're winning a copy of Flight of the Angels.
Yeah.
On me.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
All right. So whoever's closest gets a copy of Flight of the Angels.
We can probably get it autographed for you and everything.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. This is happening.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what's happening this week. You're listening to our news episode. We have an abundance of news, some that we're going to skip past, some we're going to discuss. Then we're going to have a short episode after this that we'll record, which will be kind of a look back at the countdown because
we screwed something up.
One thing is messed up, and we'll tell you what on the next episode.
And I've started watching a couple shows from the countdown because of the countdown.
Okay.
So I'll give you some updates on how I'm feeling about them.
Perfect. So we're going to talk about the countdown in the next episode, 185. Yeah. But here you are at 184. Ben, are you ready to do a little singing?
I am.
Here we go.
That's not it.
There's two happening right now.
What?
There's two happening.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Maybe start it over.
That's never happened before. Hey, Ben. You ready to do a little singing right now?
I am.
It's time for Sci-Fi News.
Ben, top story is Ben Affleck is Batman.
Yeah.
Now, this news, sometimes we wait to talk about things, but I actually called you the second. Well, no, we were on the phone, and I happened to see it right before we had talked. I was calling you about something else.
Yeah,
but we talked about 17 minutes after this news broke.
Yeah.
Both of us were upset initially. How do you stand now 2 weeks later or 1 week later?
Well, I still don't think it's a good choice. And let me explain. I mean, the internet blew up about this, and some people were saying, well, you know, Ben Affleck of Geegly or whatever that movie was called.
Geegly. Yeah. No, that's how it's spelled. It's like
Jiggly.
No, it's Geely, I think.
You know the one.
Yeah, with Jennifer Lopez, because yeah. They were together at the time.
Right, and people were citing like all these bad movies he's been in. I think Ben Affleck is a good actor, okay? I want to say that straight up. And I think he's a great director.
Great director.
Incredible director.
Yes.
So Argo, amazing film. Gone Baby Gone, amazing film.
Well, did he do The Town?
Yeah, which I didn't like quite as much, but was still pretty good. Still worth a watch.
What about when he played George Reeve?
He didn't write that one or direct it. But so I think he's a really good actor.
George Reeves?
Is that, yeah.
Because one, either George or Christopher is plural. Reeves.
Well, isn't George Christopher's dad?
I don't think so. No,
yeah,
no,
yeah, totally, he's his dad.
No.
He's his dad.
They're not related.
They're Trust dad me. And son.
They're not at all. So you're saying a son and father happened to both play Superman
yes.
in Hollywood? That is not true.
It's totally true.
No, that is not true, Ben. Ben is wrong.
Ben is not wrong. If I'm right, I'm playing the song.
Okay, then let me know what you find out. So look it up right now. We're not talking about Ben Affleck. Look that up.
Okay.
So I know that one is called, I think it's George Reeves and Christopher Reeve.
Oh, you might be right.
Okay, so just say it.
I've not seen anything about Christopher in here.
Just say it.
Well, no, I'm not. Actually, it's not unconfirmed right now. It's unconfirmed.
Okay. I'm literally not moving forward with this show until I prove
it
wrong.
Okay, it's George Reeves.
Okay.
And Christopher Columbus walking.
Nope.
Oh. Yeah, Christopher Reeve, no S. Okay. That's not a good sign.
Okay, Ben, let me just...
Well, they're both dead.
Ben. Ben, let me just say it for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ben was wrong.
Ben was wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
Ben was wrong.
Ben was wrong.
I'm ashamed of myself.
I'm ashamed of myself.
That was a dumb choice. I apologize profusely. I will not make that mistake again. I don't know why I did that. Ben was wrong.
That's amazing. Did somebody make that for you?
They did. Thank you to Robin in the UK.
Wow.
I've been sitting on this clip for weeks.
You've been waiting for me to be wrong, because I'm not wrong.
Well, here's what happened. He sent it to me a long time ago, and I kind of had it backed up in my inbox, as you know sometimes happens.
Yes.
And so I think I got it before our last episode, but there was no place where I could really throw it at you.
Wow.
And so, yeah, Ben was wrong.
Okay. Christopher Reeves, or Christopher Reeve and George Reeves, not related.
Ben was wrong.
Ben was wrong.
I'm ashamed of myself. That was a dumb choice.
It was a dumb choice.
I apologize profusely. I will not make that mistake again.
I think this is one from when I called Kobe Casey, and our friend Casey emailed in and was very upset by that comparison.
All right.
Finally, get some respect around here.
Yeah, finally.
Finally.
All right, so Ben Affleck, back to Ben. I think it's going to be okay. At first, I was very upset, and when we talked, I was very upset. Worst news ever, not looking forward to the movie anymore. But I've had some time to relax, and I think I actually feel less against it once everybody became against it. Do you know what I mean? Like, having everybody get mad about it made me less mad for some reason.
Okay, well, I mean, I can understand reacting to an overreaction.
I think it's going to be okay.
Well, It might be a good movie, but I just think I don't see Batman in Ben Affleck. I think he's too high profile of an actor, and I don't trust Zack Snyder to draw out a performance from him that's gonna make this a home run. I mean, people have been citing, well, people were against Heath Ledger when he was cast. Yeah, but we're talking about Christopher Nolan, who is in a whole different league than Zack Snyder.
Yeah, that's true. Some people have speculated that perhaps there's some sort of deal in place where he's not just playing Batman / Bruce Wayne, but he's also going to possibly be directing Justice League, which we talked about earlier this year.
Yeah, which I'd be in favor of.
So yeah, I think if that is the case, that's way better news.
Well, yeah, but you can't say that this is good news because you're attacking on pretend news to it.
I think that Ben Affleck can handle being
I mean,
Bruce Wayne,
like,
very well.
If the deal is Ben Affleck's also going to appear out of the sky in front of all of our houses and give us $1 million each, yeah, that's good news, but that's not real news.
Okay, here's what I'm saying.
That's pretend news.
We know that he could probably be a Bruce Wayne type character, correct? Like, can't you see him as sort of the Bruce Wayne?
A Bruce Wayne type character or Bruce Wayne?
Bruce Wayne.
No, I don't see him as that.
Okay. Do you see? Can you see him in Batman?
No.
So you can't see him as either?
No, I can't.
I can see him more as Bruce Wayne, and I don't remember his fighting skills in Daredevil. Do you remember? Was it very good?
Yeah, I think he was okay.
He hasn't had very many action movies since then. No. He did Some of All Fears. Did you like that one with...
not really.
Jack Ryan movie.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to be okay. I think I still feel similar to you. I wish it had been maybe... I'd like to have seen an unknown actor... because Batman will sell no matter who plays him, I believe.
Right.
So you didn't need Ben Affleck to play Batman.
No.
And I think it would have been better in the long run to have a lesser-known actor who you can carry through to multiple movies.
But that's like the point, is that Ben Affleck comes with too much baggage attached to him in terms of whether you like him or not. Yeah. He's been in so many roles that to put him then and say, this is the face of Batman, it's not that he's a terrible actor.
Yeah.
It's that... Like, Christian Bale wasn't a nobody when he was cast, but he also hadn't been, you know, he's nowhere near as high profile as Ben Affleck is. This is more akin to George Clooney. And I'm not saying it's going to be bad like George Clooney was. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, though, is that George Clooney steps into that role. You don't see Batman. You don't see Bruce Wayne. You see George Clooney. I think when we watch this movie, we're not going to see Batman. We're not going to see Bruce Wayne. We're going to see Ben Affleck.
Yeah, that is a concern. I hear you. I'm not disagreeing. I feel less against it than I previously did. His friend, Kevin Smith, said that the only reason he took Daredevil is because he thought he could never play Batman, which is supposedly one of his dream roles. Well, had you heard that before?
Yeah. Kevin Smith also tweeted out that he'd seen Batman naked and was pretty excited about that.
That is interesting. A little follow-up to your previous story.
this is the nude episode. We are actually in the nude recording this episode.
I've never... felt more free during the Sci-Fi Christian.
Yeah.
Okay, here's some other things I've come out since then. So, Batman versus Superman is going to be filming in Michigan early 2014.
In Detroit. Because there's a lot of empty space in Detroit these days.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's going to be released on July 17th, 2015.
Yeah.
Now, because he's going to be busy with this movie, he had to leave his director position in Stephen King's The Stand.
Oh, see, that makes me upset about this even more.
So
Ben Affleck behind the camera gets me a lot more excited than Ben Affleck in front of the camera.
Have you heard of a director named Scott Cooper?
Nope.
I'm going to look and see if I can find out whoever he is and whatever he's done, he is going to be the new director of The Stand. So that's Scott Cooper, sign. Everybody, unknown. Yeah. I have no idea. Oh, no, he did a movie called Crazy Heart.
Huh.
I think that was maybe...
I'm just a common man. Just a common
That's Scott Cooper.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that to be demeaning.
He's just a common man.
Yeah. In other news, Justin Timberlake now has said... Do you know what role
he wants to be the Riddler.
He wants to be the Riddler. What do you think about that?
Well, Justin Timberlake, again, not a terrible actor, but do we really want one of the former Backstreet and/or NSYNC guys? I don't remember which one he was a part of. Being a Batman villain, no thank you. I'm against it.
I'm not against that.
Get your principles out, man.
It's been a while. I don't feel as against things as I usually do.
I haven't rubbed off on you in a while.
Okay, if this news hadn't come out, I think our top news would have been, who's the new Doctor? Because this
happened.
Well,
there's that, yeah. Well, there's also Ultron.
We'll get to all that.
Yeah, stupid Marvel.
So,
it's more like a high level for your neighbors. It's a little awkward.
So Ben is looking out the window and a guy walks by and waved at us. So we're on the first floor here and
maybe
Ben's
I should
studios.
Put my pants back on.
Yeah, so we're in first floor and oh, here it comes again.
Same guy?
Yeah, but window's open, so don't say anything weird.
Okay.
So Doctor Who.
That's the best segue of all time.
Go ahead. What do you think about Peter Capaldi?
If that's how you say it, I'm not sure.
Capaldi.
I like that. That rolls off the tongue. Yeah. I'm excited about him. I'm glad we didn't go for like teenage doctor, which is where we were headed.
Yeah.
Because every doctor's been younger, right?
I'm for this.
I'm for it too.
Yes.
Are you going to... Maybe you should just jump in at the 50th anniversary.
No, guess what? During Bible study... Well, okay. a group of my
Bible study.
We're studying Doctor Who.
A lot of the people in my Bible study are into sci-fi.
Yeah.
One of my groomsmen, who you met, Jaren.
Yeah.
His wife's name is Alyssa.
Right. She's
Alyssa
a big Doctor
is a listener
who,
of the Sci-Fi Christian.
I know.
Hello, Alyssa.
Hi.
Alyssa. Well,
hi, Alyssa. I should say. Yeah. I'm not Alyssa.
No, you're not. So while my Bible study members were at the state fair together, she challenged Des and me to a 90-day challenge because she said the 50-year anniversary is 90 days from right now.
Yeah.
So can you watch all of Doctor Who in 90 days? I said yes. Yeah. So guess what?
You guys are watching it.
We're watching it full steam ahead. We just finished episode 5 of season 1, which was called Dalek.
Yeah.
And I'm liking it better and better.
Yeah. Why'd you go to the state fair? That's like the worst choice of all time.
I like the state fair.
Why?
Well, it's different depending on what state you're listening to this from.
I hate the state
fair. Texas has the biggest state fair. Minnesota has the second biggest state fair. So it's a big deal here. It's 12 days. Almost everybody goes. It's kind of a thing.
I don't go.
I know, but wouldn't you agree that most everybody that we know goes to the state fair at some point?
Most everybody is an idiot.
I'm not asking you if you think they're dumb. I'm saying, wouldn't you agree that generally
most people go to the state fair.
It's a very
fair.
Popular thing here
it's popular.
In Minnesota.
It shouldn't be, but it is.
Doctor Who, so I'm kind of excited.
Wait, why did you go to the state fair?
I like it.
Why?
I personally
why?
Okay, I'll talk about this.
We got to get to the bottom of this.
At the state fair, they tend to have the listeners may know I'm not the healthiest eater. They have a lot of crazy foods, and so I like to try all the new different foods. For example, this year I tried the bacon corn dog, I think it's called a double meat bacon corn dog, which is like this. You have the hot dog wrapped up in bacon, then, you know, in the batter, the corn dog batter, but guess what? Inside the batter is also pieces of bacon. Then, then you can dip it in ketchup if you want, but it actually comes with maple syrup. So that's this year. But every year they kind of have weird things like deep fried candy bars. Cheese curds is a huge thing here at the Minnesota State Fair. Yeah. So,
but it's so expensive. And there's so many people.
I think you asked me a question. Let me continue. So first of all,
I hate the state
fair. Like the food. I like just walking around, hanging out with my friends. So it was kind of an activity.
So hot.
Not always. It depends what day you go. You know the temperature changes every day, right?
Yeah, it's always so hot at the end of August.
It's been nice, actually.
No, when I was gone, I looked at the temperature. It's like 97 here.
It wasn't that bad. It was kind of cool the day I was there. I had to wear a sweatshirt.
Well,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, so I just kind of like the fellowship out with my friends. Sometimes if they bring their kids, they can have fun at the fair.
Oh, no, kids at the fair is the worst.
So, Doctor Who.
I hate the fair because there's so many people and it's so hot and it's so expensive and it just puts me in a foul mood.
Sorry, man. I think we're both against Peter Capaldi.
No, we're both for him. We're both against the fair.
Sorry. Both for the new doctor.
Yes. Don't go to the fair.
Before we get into more of the movie news, I want to change gears a little bit.
Okay.
It's still movie related, but it's a different topic. News came out about what's going to be the bonus content on Star Trek Into Darkness. The story isn't about Star Trek, but the bonus content feature.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
A little bit. It's controversy.
It's weird. So I'm not in the video game scene as you are, but I guess nowadays there's a lot of things called downloadable content.
Yes.
And
DLC.
So these used to be features, from what I understand, that came often with the game. So maybe they were special things that you got from, you know, different purchases or something. I think people know. I'm not an expert on this. But now you have to pay extra for these new downloadable content, whereas maybe a couple years back or 5 years ago, these were things that were basically standard with the games.
It depends on the thing. I mean, there's always been expansion packs to games, which is what a lot of downloadable content is.
Well, now the movie studios, are starting to do similar things with DVD bonus features. So when they released the Star Trek Into Darkness list of bonus features, there were the typical featurettes, but the commentary, which is basically a standard on old DVDs, is not available on the DVD or Blu-ray. You can only purchase the commentary through iTunes. Also, they listed out some other features that exist, but some are exclusive to Best Buy, some are exclusive to Target, some are exclusive to Amazon.
That's not cool.
And so the person that was writing this editorial that I was reading was basically saying it's coming to the point where you almost have to buy multiple versions of the movie just to get all the content that exists if you really love something.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Yeah. Talk more about that. I'm interested to see where you think things are going to go from here.
It's one thing, in the case of Lord of the Rings, where you had your first theatrical release that came with a certain set of bonus features, and then you had the extended edition that came with new features. That's one thing, because you're essentially getting two different versions of the movie. It's something else entirely when you have the same movie, same cut of the movie, but if you buy it one of four different places, you're going to get different content. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
Yeah.
And that's ripping off consumers. And like, I don't really care because I don't watch bonus features that much. But for somebody who does, you know, you just thought Star Trek Into Darkness was the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. Greatest thing since the Minnesota State Fair, maybe.
Yes.
Which is better than that, but that's not saying much.
Okay.
You're getting screwed.
Yes.
It's not okay.
This is the way we're going, so get ready, fans. I know that a lot of you out there like special features. Well, you're going to have to start buying them if you want them. And I would love to have the commentary because I'm sure Damon Lindelof will be on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And now I'm never going to have it because I'm not going to purchase a digital version when I already have a Blu-ray, possibly.
Not even for Damon?
Not even for Damon. I won't do that.
Because he's not as good as we thought he was.
No matter how good Damon is, I'm not willing to cross this line.
But he's not as good.
Here's what I think we should do. You start a lot of different like stands. Taking a stand here on the Sci-Fi Christian. I think we should take a stand and not buy these other formats, like other digital. Oh, just
that's going to be easy because I wasn't going to buy.
Not just
Star
you.
Trek
I'm saying the fans. Okay. I guess just stick with one, folks. Just find one that you like and stick with that. Don't teach the studios that they're doing the right thing by screwing us over.
Yeah, if you're a Best Buy guy, just go to Best Buy.
Yeah, if you're a Target guy,
go to Target.
If you want an iTunes,
you go to iTunes.
That's right. Don't do
actually just go to Amazon, people.
But don't buy any of the features individually.
Don't do it.
If you buy even one, you're telling the man it's okay.
Yeah,
and it's not okay.
You're ruining all of our lives.
Yeah, and if you want to ruin our
lives, thanks, jerky person.
Yeah, just stop listening to the show.
Exactly.
All right,
jerks.
I have.
Please do not take that.
The Nazis are right.
My gosh, no one isolate that clip. That's
a
little inappropriate clip.
Yeah, do you remember that time that you thought the Nazis were right? I did this myself. Listen to this.
Oh, you did. So here it would seem that the Nazis are right.
Taking out of context, that is not the greatest for you.
That's not the greatest.
All right, Ben, I have news galore because we've been off for a month. I don't have every piece of news.
And you were a gatherer.
Yeah.
You were like, remember back in the caveman periods?
Yeah.
Where, like, before we could raise sheep and whatnot,
yeah,
the cavemen would be hunter-gatherers. They'd go out and, like, get grubs and whatnot to suck down.
Thanks. I can see where this is
going. You are the guy who gets all the grubs.
And what do?
I get enough grubs, and then I say, that's enough grubs.
Okay. Yeah, I've got everything. Yeah. So, basically,
you have more grubs than you can use.
I have so much. It's not separated by a slew of casting news. I mean, to go through a month of news that we missed is a lot. And then to pick and choose the best ones. So I think these are going to be quick fire. We did so much talking just about catching up.
Yeah.
Let's do more quick fire news tonight.
Okay.
So do you want me to just go down the list and you can, or do you, how much do you have, I should say?
I don't have a lot because I was pretty lazy.
I want you to do all of your news. Just do it all.
Okay.
And then I'll quick fire through mine.
Yeah. I mean,
because if you think it was good,
I had high ambitions at the beginning of August for working on Sci-Fi Christian stuff. And then it didn't happen.
That's nice to take a month off.
Yeah.
What you have is probably the very best because you're more exclusive than I am. So go ahead.
James Spader has been cast as Ultron in Avengers Age of Ultron, ending the speculation that Paul Bettany, who plays the voice of Jarvis, was going to somehow evolve into Ultron.
Yes.
You for this or against it? You don't care.
Indifferent. I feel fine about James Spader. He's going to be in a new show called Blacklist that looks kind of good.
Yeah.
I guess if I have to pick one, I'll say for it, but I don't feel strongly about that.
You're Thor it?
I'd say.
Get the joke because it's like the god of thunder who's an Avenger.
I missed that.
Thor it.
Yeah. So for it. How about you?
I think I'm with you and indifferent. I mean, somebody's got to play him.
Somebody's got to do the voice. It's just a voice.
I thought it would have been kind of cool, though, to have Jarvis evolve into Ultron.
It would have been an interesting take on it because they have a great actor doing the voice of Jarvis. Paul, like you said, Paul Bettany.
Yeah, there's some speculation he could turn out to be Vision or whatever. Who cares? Just make a good movie, please.
Yeah.
Not more random crap. Sad news of the day.
Somebody die again?
Yeah.
Who?
Frederick Pohl.
Oh, yeah.
You know him?
Mm-hmm.
Who is he?
93 years old.
Oh, You're right.
What?
Matt is right.
No.
He was 93.
Wait, did you say Matt is right?
Matt is right.
That's amazing because of this. Matt is right.
Matt is right.
Everything I've ever said.
You ripped it off.
It's come true.
Everything.
The fan man.
Matt is right.
Gosh.
Matt was right. Matt has always been right.
Get your own song.
Right.
Matt is right. Matt is right.
I hate that you're right.
Yeah, so...
I will not stand for that.
Listen, I thought that you might say that. So I asked before I left for my wedding, fans, if you want to give me a wedding present, make me Matt is right song. Not just one, but two people took me up on that offer. So here we go, another one. My favorite news is news that proves Matt is right.
That's the way
this is better.
Matt is right.
Matt is right about
everything.
Say
the words.
Matt is right. Matt is right.
Matt is right.
I'm not like Ben DeBono. Everything I've ever said has come true. Matt is right.
Matt is right.
I've told you guys once now.
Matt is right.
Our top news of the day. Matt is right. Was right. Has always been right. Just say it.
Matt is right.
So like I said, Matt is
right.
But basically...
So okay, I approve of that one.
Now listen to this. Fans, stay tuned, because at the end of the episode, there is a full version of that one you just heard.
Oh my gosh.
The 1 minute version of Matt
Holy
is Right.
Holy crap.
So I want to thank Wes and Robin for putting together Matt is Right song. So can we, let's put our hands together. Let's hear it for Matt and Robin. Oh, not Matt, Wes and Robin. Stay tuned for the end of the show, the full version of Matt is Right.
So Frederick Pohl is dead.
Oh, sad.
He was 93. That was like, he's dead, and now we're going to take a 2 minute break to celebrate you.
I've been just waiting for the keywords to come up so I can play these songs.
So who was Frederick Pohl, Matt?
Author.
Yeah.
Wrote some things.
He wrote a lot of stuff.
Science fiction.
Yep. Did some stuff with Arthur C. Clarke.
Yeah. He. Visionary.
He's dead.
Visionary sci-fi author.
Dead.
You will be missed.
Yeah.
Next piece of news.
Goodbye, Frederick Pohl. We're sorry you're dead.
Goodbye, Frederick. Our prayers and condolences go out to his family.
I have not prayed for him yet. Just wanted to be honest there.
Well?
He's died. I think it was a heart attack, little heart attack action.
Next piece of news.
A rumor came out, which has since been denied. And normally, I've taken a hard stand.
I hate rumors.
Yeah, me too.
I also stopped covering these. Are you talking about... Okay, go ahead.
Benedict Cumberbatch, episode 7. It'd be kind of cool, but I have no faith in J.J. Abrams. Fire J.J.
I agree with what you said about the rumor thing. I used to kind of like mentioning it on the show, and I've stopped putting it in the news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Fire J.J.
So do you think Benedict Cumberbatch would have been good in Star Trek or Star Wars?
Well, he's good in everything. Mm-hmm. Of course he would have been. I after reflecting on J.J. Abrams recently, especially reflecting some on Star Trek Into Darkness, he makes good movies. He doesn't make great movies. And Star Wars deserves a great movie. Will he make a movie that's better than the prequels? Absolutely. Will he make a movie that comes within 12 parsecs of the original trilogy? Not a chance.
No, parsec, that's a Star Trek term, right?
A Star Wars term.
Okay.
Jerk.
No, it's like a boating term.
Yeah,
it's...
I don't know. Is this...
I don't know either. I just made that up.
Han uses it.
Navy.
I'm not sure what it means, but I have lost my faith in J.J. Abrams.
I've got tons of J.J. news, and we're talking.
We do.
Okay.
So I don't remember what we said initially. I think we were both cautiously optimistic. You a little more than me, but I would like to change my vote. I am against J.J. Abrams directing episode 7.
I'm still for it. I like J.J. You know I like him.
I know you like him, but...
But I am getting a little sick of the oversaturation.
But see, I don't think you should give him credit for Lost, honestly.
No. Who should get the credit?
Both, if you like Lost, or if you don't like Lost, any credit or blame should go to Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse.
Yes, that's true.
It's absolutely true.
Thank you.
Like, Lost is labeled as J.J. Abrams' thing. No, it's not.
Yeah, you're right.
He was just around at the beginning. Yeah, Ben is right.
I wish I had a jazzy version of it, like my awesome one, but I could play Matt is Right again.
No, you don't play Matt is Right again.
No, don't play yours. Everybody's sick of Ben is Right.
Nobody's sick of it.
Ben is right.
I'm not sick of it.
I am right.
Okay, what are the news you have?
Ben is right.
Well, I just wanted to say that I...
You are right.
Oh, yes. I guess it went away. J.J. Abrams. Why do you still like him? Like, what has he done that says this guy is perfect for Star Wars?
We both like Star Trek. What do you mean when you've reflected on it, now you like it less? I mean...
Yeah.
Okay.
Star Trek Into Darkness has huge, huge problems. When you sit down and think about that movie, it completely falls apart.
we're going to spoil it. Go ahead. Tell me what's wrong. It's about to be spoiled. So if you haven't seen it, watch
it. Yeah, well, I mean, the whole Khan thing, the way that it ripped off Wrath of Khan is stupid. The fact that he spent months lying about Benedict Cumberbatch being Khan, he should have just come right out and said it.
Yeah, that was making you mad a lot.
Yeah, but it's not only that.
It doesn't take away from the movie to know that.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But
it didn't change anything because I anticipated it throughout the entire thing. It didn't change... It didn't have a larger emotional impact, I don't think, on people that didn't know he was Khan.
Yeah. I was so fed up with his lying that I went out and read a spoiler intentionally before I saw the movie.
Here's the thing, actually. Now I'm thinking about it. People that are Star Trek fans anticipated this was going to be Khan, or even knew anything about the universe, were pretty much expecting this is going to be Khan. We know it's Khan. People that didn't know it was Khan aren't Star Trek fans, and so it didn't have any... Like, having the moment where he says, I'm Khan, it didn't affect anybody because you either already knew, and that's fine that we like that character, or, like, Dez, for example, my now wife, has never watched Star Trek original series, I'm sure, had no idea who Khan is.
Yeah.
I don't think that moment was impactful to her. She liked the movie fine, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
The structure was so clumsy in that movie. The way that he, you know, it's like Khan's the villain for a while, and then he's not, and then all of a sudden he's really bad, but we're not
quite sure
why.
I would have liked it if he was not bad. I think it would have been more fun if he would have been kind of a good guy.
It was just a really sloppy movie. It wasn't a terrible movie, but it was a sloppy movie. You know, I liked the first one well enough, but even there, you know, there's some problems, like with the villain. It's a good movie. Mission Impossible 3 was a good movie.
You haven't seen 4, have you?
No. He didn't direct 4, though.
Oh, that's right.
So, I guess that's my point, is that... does he make good movies? Yeah, I'm not saying he's a terrible director, but do you want somebody who's competent directing Star Wars? Or do you want somebody who's going to knock it out of the park?
Even as you're talking about him as a director, though, the things you mentioned about Star Trek reflect more on the writers, not necessarily on JJ.
Who hired the writers? They're his crew.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
I can accept that.
Yeah.
I am still cautiously optimistic, but I don't think that either of us were ever... This is the best choice for the job.
No, I don't think it's a bad choice.
I don't know who would have been the best choice for the job. Yeah. Do you know?
No.
Like, who do you think would have... I can't even name somebody who I can say I wish...
Well, I mean, you can, like, rattle off, like, Christopher Nolan doing Star Wars or something like that. You know,
I don't even know if I would want that. Right. That would be a totally different feel.
Yeah.
I think J.J. Abrams will do a good, if not great, Star Wars Episode 7.
He won't do a great one. It'll be good. It'll be competent. But it will not... lift the series to where it needs to go.
All right, I'm ready for next piece.
Well, sticking with the JJ deal, Westworld.
Oh, yeah.
The Michael Crichton movie from the 70s that everybody's been dying to have remade.
I hadn't heard of this until
By everyone, I mean no one.
Yeah, never heard of this until John Wilkerson posted this on our Facebook page this morning.
Yeah.
It's about robots and the Wild West.
I guess. I never saw it.
And now he's making an HBO series of it?
Jonathan Nolan.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a plus.
And HBO, you like that.
There's a couple things to balance out the JJ badness.
Was it John or somebody else on our website that talked about oversaturation?
That was John, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like JJ Abrams is just high profile right now, and so we're hearing every little thing he does. Not necessarily that he's doing more than he usually had, but maybe people just want to attach his names to things, like you had mentioned in the past, so that it gives it more credibility. I don't know. I feel like because... he's so high profile right now, we're following every little thing he does.
But this goes back to my question. What has J.J. Abrams ever done that's been great? He started series. Like, you would say Lost is a great show, and even though I have some complaints, I'd agree with you, but that wasn't him. He got the ball rolling and handed it off.
I guess it depends how you define great, because I did really like Alias, but I don't think it as a whole was amazing. There were some bad parts, but there were some really great parts. So he's done great Alias, and he's done bad Alias.
But that's over a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can list off a ton of shows that he's been a part of, and some of them have been okay and some of them haven't, but he isn't really, it's more just attaching his name and getting the ball rolling like what he did with Lost.
Yeah, maybe he does just do good
things. He's a hack!
No, let's not say that. I think Star Trek 2009 was...
It was a really good movie. It wasn't a great movie, though.
How about that? Maybe he's just really good.
Okay.
Not
a hack. He's good.
Really good. Let's say
no, he's
really
not
good.
Really good. Well, he's done one thing that was really good.
Star Trek, Alias, really good.
I haven't seen Alias, but within the last 10 years, he's done one thing that's really good. And a ton of stuff that's mediocre.
I can't 100% disagree with you, but I don't think I feel as strongly as you.
I just putting out the case that everybody's like, oh, JJ. Oh, thank you, JJ, for directing episode 7.
Yeah.
No. This is not good, people.
Well, it's not necessarily bad.
It's not a disaster. It's not like they hired Michael Bay.
Okay.
But is this what we really want? Is this the person to bring Star Wars back from trade negotiations and the painful memories of the prequels and Jar Jar Binks? Is this the guy who's going to rescue it? No.
I think he will. I mean, he'll outdo that. You've already said
Oh,
that.
Absolutely.
So it'll be fine. We'll get this.
It'll be fine. Exactly. It will be fine.
Well, let's let him do 7, give him a chance, and see what happens. Let's give Ben Affleck a chance.
I don't want fine, though. I want
You're anticipating. This is just like when you were saying, I'm assuming Ben Affleck is going to have a directing position, and I'm happy about non-news. You're right now mad about non-news. You don't know it's going to be
bad. No, I'm not mad about...
What? You're
assuming... I'm speculating.
No, you're saying...
This is not news. It's speculation.
It will be fine. You don't know that. Okay. It might be great.
My prediction is that it will be fine, based on all the evidence points towards a fine to good Star Wars movie, and that's not good enough for a franchise of that caliber.
Let's see what happens.
I agree. Let's see what... But wouldn't you say that that's where the evidence leads?
The evidence leads to the fact that I think we're going to have a really good Star Wars movie.
Really good.
Really high quality Star Wars enjoyable film.
And is that what you want from Star Wars?
Oh, here's what I want from you right now. Prediction. Rank these top three. Name these 1, 2, 3. What do you think? Batman, Superman, Star Wars 7,
oh, man.
Avengers 2.
Avengers 2?
This, number 1.
Yes.
Wow. You hate Avengers. You must hate everything else so much worse.
Star Wars 7, Batman, Superman.
Wow. I'm going to... Oh, boy. It's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
I'm going to say, wow, this is really hard. I should never ask you, because now I have to do it.
I think all three of these movies, though, I don't hate Avengers. Avengers is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. It's a good movie that should have been great. All these three of these movies are going to be fine.
I think Avengers 2 will be the best of the three.
Yep.
It's tough to pick between the next ones. I will probably... I'll say Batman, Superman, just to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
And then Star Wars 7, third. But all great movies, I think.
Now, ironically, the ones I'm looking forward to seeing, I want to see Batman, Superman the most, mm-hmm. because I like Batman so much.
Yeah.
Even though I think it'll be the worst of the three, that's the one that gets me most excited.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm next most excited to see Star Wars come back, and then Avengers.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, what's your next piece of news?
Sticking with JJ, he released a teaser for something called Stranger.
I have not watched it because I'm, even though I'm defending him now, I'm a little bit sick of every little thing they're doing with Bad Robot. So I'm fine waiting to find out. I don't need to see a teaser for something no one even knows what it is.
I agree.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
You give in, you sucker. So people don't know, is it TV, is it movie? What do you think it is?
I think it's JJ being a something still.
He likes to be mysterious.
That's the word I was going for.
He
mysterious.
Likes to be mysterious. A little mischievous and a little mysterious.
He's a little rascal.
Okay,
JJ. Tam O'Pennicott has been cast in Supernatural because apparently he is having an intense love affair with the CW for some unknown reason.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Little weird video game news. BioWare, the studio that made Dragon Age, one of their developers, Jennifer Hepler, has retired because she was getting graphic death threats.
Sad news of the day.
Yeah.
I should say, we didn't really give Tamo his just due. He was Hilo in Battlestar. So
that's right.
A lot of you know him, but we don't know his... You may not know his real name.
Yeah, that's true.
Hilo was on Dollhouse. He was on one episode of Arrow.
Yeah.
He's been, just kind of here and there. He was on Mortal Kombat, recent web series.
Oh, how about that?
All right, go ahead.
What the Frodo is this?
Nice.
What the Frodo?
You thinking, man?
The Frodo?
What's going on?
Frodo! What the Frodo?
You know, we have all this speculation about who the next Batman was going to be, and now we know. But there's also speculation out there about who the next Iron Man will be.
Okay.
And someone has stepped up to the plate to volunteer.
Okay, I'm ready.
Mark Wahlberg has said, I would like to be the next Iron Man. And here's a copy of The Happening so you can see the full range of my talent.
No way, he did not.
He didn't say that second part, but he did say, I want to be Iron Man. He's like, I think I'd be a good Iron Man. No.
Oh,
no, 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 no.
I could totally see them hiring him.
Mark
Wahlberg? That's the same thing that happened with Transformers. Didn't he just... I think there were rumors, and he... I think before he was attached to Transformers 4, he wasn't. Or the, I'm telling the story so badly. He wasn't actually attached when things started coming out about him doing this.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, internet came, was like, yeah, that's a good idea.
We love Mark.
And so then they hired him.
Yeah. I mean, he's just a terrible actor. He was great in Departed.
What about Fighter? Did you see Fighter?
No.
I thought that was okay.
I think Mark Wahlberg's like an NFL quarterback who goes out and has one amazing game where he throws like 10 touchdowns and then sucks the rest of his career.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is who wants to be.
You have a clip,
Iron Man. Yeah, this is Mark Wahlberg from the Academy Award winning film, whispering. The Happening.
Wait, what are you playing right now?
Stealing something.
Let me see this.
No, ma'am, we're not.
Plan on murdering me in my sleep.
What? No.
What is this movie?
The Happening.
Oh,
that's how bad he is.
I hadn't seen it, so yeah.
What? Well, no. My gosh, this is like the worst idea ever. I have one more. What the Frodo?
Okay.
You know, a lot of actors, they obviously want, you know, they're in it for the money or whatever, because it's a career and everyone, we understand that. And sometimes people take bad roles or whatever, but then they have that passion project.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're willing to put everything on the line to do. One actor put everything on the line to do his passion project,
yeah,
including mortgaging his house.
Good
to
choice.
Put up money to do this intense, high art, sure to be Academy Award winning movie that's coming out in the coming weeks. Do you want to guess who this is?
Give me a hint.
Think of somebody who might be The Rock's friend.
Hulk Hogan.
No. Vin Diesel.
Okay.
Mortgaged his house.
Because
his house where
movie?
He lives to do Riddick. The third Riddick movie.
I did know that he invested some of his own money in this.
He put his house on. This is just so incomprehensible to me. I can't even say words. It's like, come on. I watched the first Pitch Black and it was okay, but this is not the movie you like risk your entire family to make. Like, what is your problem?
Yeah, I've never seen Pitch Black. I've never seen Chronicles of Riddick. I don't plan to see Riddick.
Maybe Riddick's a good movie, but it's not the movie that you do this for.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, Vin Diesel. Yeah, we'll get back to him later.
Priorities, man.
Yeah, that was a good story. That's a good one.
And then finally, what I have, 12 Monkeys, the series has gotten its pilot order from Sci-Fi. So hurry.
For it.
Yeah, for it.
All right. This is happening, folks. We have a ton.
Dun, 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 dun.
Before we go, yeah, let's just go into this. I'm going to quick fire, and we'll both just say for it or against it.
Okay.
Stan Lee won't appear in X-Men Days of Future Past.
For it.
Thank God. I think I'm for it, because didn't we both think when he wasn't in First Class,
yeah,
it made the movie better for some reason?
It did.
Because it just
it's like
less silly.
It's like a little 15-second intermission when Stan Lee comes onto the screen. It's like, oh, we're done with the movie. Now we're going to watch Stan Lee be kind of an idiot, and then we're going to go back to the movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy news. No, I'm going to be going all over the place.
Yeah.
So we'll do a little X-Men.
Like pinball action.
We'll do a little Guardians. We might do some Avengers. Come back to Guardians. Go back to X-Men. So just stick with me here.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy. There's been a lot of speculation who's the main villain, because they've cast multiple villains. Karen Gillan's in there.
Yeah.
We got Lee Pace. And who's going to be the main villain? Well, Ronan the Accuser. So whichever actor is playing Ronan the Accuser, which might be Lee Pace, actually, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That's the main villain in Guardians. A woman I don't know, Elizabeth Olsen. No, who's she?
That's the Olsen twins' sister.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
No, it's not.
It is.
Okay, look it up, and I get to play the song again if you're wrong.
I'm dead right. It's the Olsen twins' younger sister.
Well, whoever she is, she's in final.
Do you remember the Olsen twins?
Yeah, she's in final negotiations to play Scarlet Witch in Avengers: Age of Ultron.
It's like
Okay, look it up.
Well,
Elizabeth Olsen.
Full House.
No, she was not in Full House.
No, her sisters were, though.
Okay, so who are you positive about this?
Yes, Elizabeth Olsen.
What movies has she been in?
Well, she's apparently, like, she's going to be in the new Godzilla.
Okay.
She is in Old Boy.
Never heard of that.
A movie called Red Lights.
And you're positive she's
Martha,
a sister.
Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene. Yeah, I'm positive.
All right, I'll believe you.
Look at her. She looks like an Olsen twin. Except she's a younger Olsen twin.
Okay. Whatever. Next.
Wait. We had like a dramatic celebration the last time we had this debate about the Reeves brothers. And I think I won't play the song, but I'd like to at least hear you say that you were wrong and I was right.
Yeah, I guess Ben was right.
Yeah. And Matt was wrong.
And I was wrong. Next up, in other Guardians of the Galaxy news, Bradley Cooper.
Against it.
Is going to be Rocket Raccoon.
Against it.
Just the voice.
I think Bradley Cooper's way overrated.
Okay. Wait, are you for or against Elizabeth Olsen?
Oh, I don't know.
I'll be for it because I don't know anything about her, so I have no reason to be against it.
Well, she's an Olsen twin, but I think she's tried to not go down the hideous path they went down.
Bradley Cooper, yeah, I'm kind of against it, too. I don't know why, but I'm against this news.
Told you. Told you. It is the same Elizabeth Olsen.
Okay, you're right.
I am right.
Mark Miller, who is kind of the behind-the-scenes Marvel guy for 20th Century Fox, says that, without question, the Fantastic Four and the X-Men movies will exist in the same universe.
Against it.
I'm for it.
They've already made such a mess out of the X-Men universe. This is not good.
I'll be for it. Why? I like shared universe stories.
Why?
I like continuity.
No. But let me explain the problem with shared universe is that then the whole thing becomes about building the world and less about the stories. That's my whole complaint with the Avengers thing. And now that's going to happen all across the board. It's going to be a mess.
Okay. Digimon Huso, who has been the voice of Black Panther on some cartoons.
Uh-oh.
Is going to be...
Oh, is that the Gladiator guy?
Maybe. He's going to be on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, for it, I guess.
Yeah, I'll be for
it. I think he was in Gladiator.
Vin Diesel.
He played Russell Crowe's friend.
Oh, good. Vin Diesel says he's still in talks with Marvel. Besides playing the voice of Groot, the talking tree from Guardians of the Galaxy, you know about this or not?
I wonder if he mortgaged his house to bribe somebody for that role.
I told you in the last episode that we recorded what his line. His only line
out of my mind.
His only line is, "I am Groot." That's the only thing he says during the any scene that Groot is in.
Do you think that the conversation was something like, "Mr. Whedon"? Mr. Whedon, I am underwater in my house. Could I get a roll?
Just anything.
I'll cut you $100,000 if you could say I am Groot a couple times.
So he's going to be Groot, but he's still in talks to do his own Marvel movie, Beyond Groot.
Wait, is the movie called Beyond Groot?
No. It's his own.
I will go see a Groot movie.
That would be stupid.
Can't be worse than Iron Man 3.
All right, let's see. Simon Pegg has... Now, it had been rumored. I'm just curious. I think it's already been shot down, but he was rumored to be Ant-Man. Would you like that?
Yeah. I love Simon Pegg and him teaming up with Edgar Wright, which we need to figure out when we're going to go see World's End, by the way.
All right.
Soon.
Neil Blomkamp, who did District 9 and Elysium, says he'll never do a Marvel film.
Though I've heard bad things about Elysium. I know you're cheating on me with a...
Strangers and aliens. Yeah, I got asked on. I asked you if you saw it, so you hadn't seen it yet.
I had not.
Too bad. So sad.
It was nice of them to ask me.
You haven't seen it.
That's a fair point.
Star Wars Episode 7 will be shot on 35mm film. Thoughts? For it?
I am for it, because one of the problems with the prequels is that it was CGI everywhere. And let's get back to gritty film.
J.J. Abrams is going to be reuniting... with Star Trek cinematographer Dan Mindel for Star Wars Episode 7.
Fine. I mean, those are good-looking movies.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm for both of those pieces.
I'm against it. I don't want J.J. bringing in his crew.
Okay.
I think isolate J.J. and then have Kathleen Kennedy assemble the rest of the crew. That's how you make a successful Star Wars movie, with him at the helm.
Now... Harley Quinn, character who originated in Batman the Animated Series, was so popular there that comic books started using her. Still a popular character, but for some reason has never been in live-action form.
Wow.
Guess which actress would like to play her?
Katie Sackhoff?
Yes.
I think I probably read this.
Yeah. For it or against it?
I'm for it.
I'm for it also, but I think I'm for, in general, Harley Quinn existing in the next Batman universe.
Yeah. Though, do you think we're really going to get the Joker in the next? I don't see the Joker.
I was trying to think, could you do it without Joker? I don't know if you can.
No, you can't.
Here's some... This is great news. I really... Probably this may have been my top news of the day. Avatar franchise, which has already expanded to 3 sequels, is now also going to be getting 4 sci-fi novels to expand the Avatar universe.
What the crap?
Yeah, by author Stephen Charles Gould.
Yeah, I'm against it. And I'm not going to read them. because they're going to suck.
Yeah.
They're going to suck.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to read them before I make that judgment. Take that, everyone.
Take that, Avatar. Darren Aronofsky's Noah has a release date, March 28th, 2014.
Yeah.
We're seeing this.
I can't wait.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited for it also, but why can't you wait?
I love Darren Aronofsky. I'm a fan of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of biblical movies, I don't know if you have this. This is another piece of news.
Exodus?
Yeah. Do you know who's playing Joshua?
Give me a hint.
Breaking Bad guy.
Jesse?
Yeah. Cool. Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad is going to be playing Joshua next to Christian Bale.
Nice.
Are you caught up on Breaking Bad?
I'm not caught up.
Oh, my gosh.
We can't talk
Get
about it.
Get caught up.
Okay.
Get caught up.
I will. Michael Dorn. Do you know what character he played on Star Trek The Next Generation?
Worf.
Yeah, and he says his Captain Worf Star Trek series is not dead yet. That's his exact words.
Well,
not dead yet. What do you think? Forward or against it?
Whatever. I mean, just if you're going to make a Star Trek TV series, just make sure it has a better theme song.
I think I'm for it because I like the old universe that we lost when JJ came into town.
Yeah! Yeah, down with JJ. I am for this. Down with JJ. Down with Bad Robot. Get that guy out of town.
All right. Guess what?
Yeah.
A slew.
We've already had a slew.
I know. I just have one that I put in this location. Matt Damon is going to be joining Christopher Nolan's Interstellar.
I'm excited about this.
For it.
For it.
Good.
Apparently everyone's in that movie except Vin Diesel. He probably called Christopher Nolan, but he's no compassion for him.
It's the Stan Lee quote of the week.
Bing! This week's Stan Lee quote of the week brought to you by Ben Avery of Welcome to Level 7, the unofficial Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
I think we just say the first part of their name from now on.
Also from Strangers and Aliens, which I will be appearing on this week's episode, all about the movie Elysium. Well, he sent us this clip of Stan Lee.
Wait, hang on. If you're going to go cheat on us.
Yeah.
Give me a 10-second review of Elysium for the fans here.
All right,
fans. We deserve it first.
Deeper than I thought it was going to be. I left it feeling like this was a really good movie, but I don't know if I ever want to watch it again.
Okay. I would like to see it.
Okay. So Ben Avery sent us a clip of Stan Lee accepting the Geeky Lifetime Achievement Award.
This is like a 10-minute clip.
Don't worry. I've got it queued up. So it is a 10-minute clip, but I've got it queued up to the last 2 minutes, which is where Stan Lee has written a song to sing.
Oh.
Do you remember? Did you even make it this far in the clip? Or just
I read the quotes.
Okay, here we go.
I adapted it to the tune of Yankee Doodle. Because with Yankee Doodle, you don't have to pay a royalty. Now, I'm going to, in my own terrible way, I'm going to sing this little geek hymn to you, and I'm sure there won't be a dry eye in the place.
This is how he accepts his award, with this hymn.
Wow.
Let us praise those who are geeks, and pity those who aren't. We're a very special clique. All else is just abhorrent.
I think he mispronounced click.
I'm not hearing a lot of Yankee Doodle in there.
What is in, that's why we're so admired. You could hear geeks speak all day and never once be tired.
Woo!
Last part. That's why you started your workout. That's why I'm so proud tonight. Because I'm with my peers. All of those who aren't geeks are crying in their beers.
Yeah!
Don't cry in your beer. Waters it down.
Here's a toast to all things geek. So hip, so in, so clever. My heart is filled. I can't speak, but I'll be geek forever.
Love you, Stan!
It's a Stan Lee quote of the week.
I don't think Stan's listened to Yankee Doodle recently.
I don't think he wrote that. I think one of his people wrote that because he mispronounced click as in a group of people.
Yeah.
Clique.
Well, it's entirely possible he thinks that's how it's pronounced.
So, and he robbed it with a geek?
Yeah. I caught Yankee Doodle occasionally, but I think he could have used any tune because no one was going to recognize their song in that.
All right, here we go.
Last news.
Oh, wow, already.
Take that, science. Woo.
All right, Ben.
Yeah.
I want you to pick this week's topic. I've gathered up more Take That Science.
Oh,
as you
goodness.
May remember, in the last episode, we got rid of all of the Take That Science I had built up. So here's some new choices.
Yeah.
Would you like, scientists say they found key to actual warp drive. Astronaut shares terrifying details of how he nearly drowned in space. Newly declassified report finally confirms the existence of Area 51. Or jetpack moves closer to market.
Let's hear about the warp drive.
All right. Physicists have a new theory on space travel, and it feels mighty familiar. Imagine this, a vessel shaped like a football with two huge rings around it. Those rings would use an exotic type of matter that could, in theory, cause space-time to contract in front of it and then expand behind it. The puzzle involves a kind of electric quantum thruster that would create the negative vacuum energy needed to fuel the engines for warp drive. The thrusters would do in the vacuum of space effectively what the engines of a submarine do underwater. Perturb the space around the engine in order to propel forward motion.
Hmm.
But it's still in the very early days. They say this is very, very cool, but what's essentially fascinating is that the ship itself would, in theory, never travel faster than the speed of light. It's the space around the ship that breaks the warp barrier.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So this is happening.
Yeah. Right. To test it on a cat or something first, but
yeah, that'd be a good idea. Yeah. All right. Well, as you know, Ben, we are going to be doing a lot of listener feedback in the next episode, but for now,
we got a couple. I've got none. I haven't paid much attention to it.
You don't have any listener feedback?
Not none.
All right. Well, then I think I might have.
That doesn't mean nobody sent me any. It means I was lazy and missed it.
All right. This one's from Dawn. She says, hi, Ben. And, or sorry, no, she actually put my first, so let me make sure I remember this right.
Oh, my gosh. Why'd you do that, Dawn?
Hi, Matt and Ben. Thank you.
Is it Dawn or Dawn?
D-A-W-N.
Okay, just one, because that impacts gender.
Yeah,
so I don't wanna,
female.
Yeah.
She did write some things about me being in California and congratulated me. Thank you for that. She did. I'm going to skip past some of the things and get to what I want to actually read. But she did say
the meat of the message.
She liked episode 172, which is the comics industry episode that almost was universally bashed by people. So thank you for
not by us.
No, not
we
by
liked
us.
It.
We liked it. Yeah, she's a Batgirl fan, so she talks about some different things we've talked about, like fandom, and she's kind of so she puts a lot of good sci-fi Christian terminology inside this email, which is something I really like. She talked about the sci-fi top 50 countdown, but I'm gonna leave it out of this message. And but she did mention that her husband overheard a couple of the episodes, the top 50 episodes, and we kept on mentioning how we hadn't seen the show, and so he's questioning us, saying, how can we have a podcast about sci-fi when we haven't watched anything?
We have watched things. We just haven't watched those things.
Yeah, some. Okay, now to the part that I'm actually going to read. She says, I enjoyed the Indiana Jones episode 174 as well as Socrates 176. And despite your feeling unprepared, Matt, I think that is what I liked most about it.
Hey!
She said, as
she
a
list. Likes you as a common man.
Yeah, as a. Play that. Do you have that clip, Andy?
I do.
This is a.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam, for the common man clip now that Ben can play whenever.
Yeah.
I'm just a common man.
Just a common. Sorry, I didn't mean that to be demeaning.
Yeah, so she says, this is what she liked about it. As a listener, I didn't feel like I was being talked down to or that I was an outsider listening in, but listening and learning a little something new along with someone else on the show. That was kind of nice.
Okay. You're not allowed to learn anything else.
What?
I will go learn stuff. You'll be the common man. I'll be the sage expert, and it'll work.
We'll see. She says, I don't mind so much superhero talk, although after you had mentioned it, I did have to laugh out loud when you decided that your first video game review together would be a superhero game.
Yeah,
that's a fair point. She goes on to say, I also love the idea of a future episode of your top favorite video games. My favorites right now are, and I want you to listen in,
okay,
and say for it or against it, Bioshock Infinite.
Well, extremely for it.
Elder Scrolls 5. Skyrim.
For it.
XCOM.
XCOM, haven't played it.
Enemy Unknown, is that XCOM?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Civ V Gods and Kings.
Civilization 5 expansion pack. I haven't played the expansion pack, but Civilization series, you got to love it.
She says,
do you know what the Civilization series is?
No idea. Talk
it's a turn-based strategy game. You start out, you like choose your civilization. Like you want to be the Americans or the Chinese or the British, anybody. You know, they have tons of choices.
Mm-hmm.
You start out with a settler at the dawn of time, and you build a city, and then you research technology. And so you take your civilization all the way through the space age. And you can play the game peacefully, or you can play it as like, I'm going to go conquer the world, which is way more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's an awesome game.
Cool. A great indie game, she says, called Don't Starve.
I have seen it on Steam. I haven't played it yet.
Okay. She said, I've also been playing the open world zombie game State of Decay.
I haven't heard of it.
And there's another new sandbox game. What does sandbox game mean?
It's open world. Like it's not like something like Mario would be non-sandbox mm-hmm. in the sense where you have levels that you go through. Sandbox is like you have missions, but you can go anywhere in the entire world.
Oh, okay. She says it's called 7 Days to Die.
Haven't heard of that one either. Dawn, check out The Last of Us. If you haven't played The Last of Us.
Wait, let me read on.
Oh, she has.
She says 7 Days to Die. She hasn't bought. Looks interesting, though. Ben mentioned how great some of the video game cutscenes are, and I agree. There are several channels of these that I watch frequently. Let's see. She goes on to say, The Last of Us.
Yeah.
She said, I watched The Last of Us on a walkthrough, and I have to say, I love it. It is the best video game I have never played.
It's the best video game I've ever played.
She says, Ben, I did check out the Voices in My Head podcast and loved it.
Yeah, Rickley James.
And she said that when you said that Sam was your favorite character, it really made her smile. Okay, so did you say Sam from Lord of Light or from...
I don't know. I like both of them.
Because she sent me two emails. One that said she thought it was Sam from Lord of the Rings, and she said he's one of her favorites too, so she was happy about that. But then later she thinks that you may have meant Sam from Lord of Light, so she hasn't checked out that book. So, but you're pro Sam either way.
Oh, yeah. If you push me on it, I'll come down on Lord of the Rings side.
Okay, good. So then she is with you on that.
I might have. Sometimes when people ask me that question, like Rick always has his question of the week. And sometimes if I have an answer that's really popular, I'll intentionally choose
exactly
something.
I think that's exactly what you did.
Yeah.
I remember that episode. All right. And then she says, cheers, DC. But she also says, AKA Don. I wonder if DC is her first name, but people just call her Don sometimes for short.
Well, it could be.
That's probably not
probably
true.
Probably not
true. One more piece of listener feedback, and then we're going to end this episode. And like I said, we'll have a lot more in the next episode. Adam, new contributor to the Sci-Fi Christian, writes,
yes.
Hey, guys. Then he says some things about Plato that I'm going to skip down to. Another aspect I'd like to delve into a little deeper is whether Socrates' Just City is a utopian or a dystopian.
That's an interesting question, and I think that that's really a big part of the debate.
Can I read some more things he said?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go for it.
There are many goods here. Equality of the sexes, material equality, and abolition of slavery.
Open marriages.
However, I find many aspects that he proposes horrifying. Women and children shared in common with mating assigned based on characteristics rather than any sort of committed choice. And following of emotion or God? All are assigned to work based on what one is best suited for, rather than being allowed to follow what they are most interested in or what makes them happiest. There is no questioning of religious doctrine permitted. There are even limitations on what scales are permitted for writing music. And then he goes on to say some Catholicism comments regarding how can we never really know the good in this life. Now, this must be reacting to something that we said. He says, it reminded me of how comfortable Catholicism is with the mystery and how I wish there could be less trying to explain every last bit of God, which we Christians tend toward. If you understand it, it's not God. In Christ, Adam.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that? If you understand it, it's not God.
I do. God's simply incomprehensible by definition.
Let's go back to Just City. You seemed like you had some things about it. So he asks, is Socrates' Just City a utopia or a dystopia?
I don't know if I can answer that question, even though I agree with things he put in each category. The Just City.
I don't know very much about it. Should we have an episode on this?
We could.
Should we just adjust this in a future episode?
We could. There's also another part of
The Republic that I was reading last night that would make a good episode, but we could talk about that off air.
All right, here's what I want to do in September. We've already talked about some of this, so I know that you're on board. Yeah. We're going to do Afterlife.
Yes.
New Earth, New Heavens. Yep. This is in September still. We're going to do the... we haven't announced this publicly, but we're looking at doing a Lost episode with Wayne.
Yeah. Wayne Henderson. I've been thinking up trivia questions.
Have you for real?
Yes, I have.
So Wayne Henderson from Lost Casting with Wayne and Dan and his... Oh, yeah. I think we did mention this on the show because he also has the Under the Dome radio podcast. It might not be the exact title, but have you been following Under the Dome?
I haven't.
Yeah, I kind of lost my way as well.
So painful to watch. There's some dogs going out.
We've got the window open.
You guys hear those dogs?
I don't know if it's picking up, but there's something crazy happening out there. Yeah. So a Lost episode coming up, New Heaven, New Earth episode. Do you want to do another Socrates episode?
We could.
People like it when I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's great.
All right.
We could do, there's a couple we could get from the Republic.
Okay, cool.
Just City. I think that the basic principle of the Just City, what I'll say for now, is that it puts all the emphasis on the common good, not on the individual. Okay, so everything Adam is saying is right, that it doesn't allow for you to pursue what you want. Now, you could argue that that's a good thing, because sometimes people pursue what they want and it winds up hurting themselves and others as a result. Or you can take the middle ground, which is probably where the truth lies, which is that it's a good thing to a limited extent or whatever, that there should be social boundaries on what you can pursue. So that's why it's such a fascinating read, though, is because it raises those types of questions that don't have easy answers.
Good. I like it. Yeah. All right. Well, that's where I'm going to wrap things up, because we have a lot more to discuss here. And
what time are you having your affair?
I said around I'd be available by 9, so
we got lots of time.
Yeah. Well, everybody, that is all from here. Keep listening so you can hear the full version of Matt is Right.
And remember, send in your over-under. Not your over-under, your date. When will Matt finish Flight of the Angels? Ben at thescifichristian.com.
There's other things. You can email us at feedback@thescifichristian.com.
You know the drill, people.
You can call us at 612-4121-SFC.
You can send us money.
And we're going to be working on this trivia thing.
Yeah.
But for now, without further ado, you have to hear this. The full version by Robin from the UK of Matt is Right.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be painful.
This is going to be interesting. Hey, you got to hear the whole thing. Stop talking. I'm going to shut off your mic so they can enjoy this.
No.
Okay, then you listen carefully. Okay. Here we go. Oh, this is going to be interesting for you then. Listen to this. My favorite news is news that proves Matt is right.
That's the way that this works. I think
Matt is right.
Matt is right about
everything.
Say
the words.
Matt is right.
Matt is right.
Matt is right.
I'm not like Ben DeBono, folks. Everything I've ever said has come true. Matt is right.
Matt is right.
I've told you guys months now.
Matt is right.
Matt is right. Well, earlier today I said Matt is right. Right.
Say
the words. Just say it.
Matt is right.
Everything I've said is right. So like I said, Matt is right.
Absolutely.
Our top news of the day, Matt is right. Was right. Has always been right. And to be fair,
Matt was right. Matt was right.
We know it, of course.
Despite what they're saying.
That Matt is right. Just say it.
I hate that you're right.
That makes sense.
I hate that you're right.
I won't play my music now.
Get in line, because it's apology.
No.
Ready? Here we go.
You were right.
I hate that you're right. So.
Right.
When you say
Matt is right,
hold on.
You are capable.
I am capable.
You got it.
All right.
Oh,
I believe it. Yes.
Matt is right.
Matt is right. But basically, yep. Well,
that was the most messed up theory that I have ever heard in my entire life.
Here's all. If you're listening still, folks, you're obviously interested in hearing this full song. I just want you to look yourself in the mirror and be ashamed of yourself, because I asked a simple thing. I said, for my wedding, I'd like you to make me a Matt is Right song.
But don't be ashamed.
Listen, Ben, I should have had dozens or hundreds, maybe even, of different submitted wedding presents.
Adam made you one that made fun of you. Remember that? I played it for you on your
way. Do you have it ready?
I don't.
You don't have it? Load it up while I talk, because I want to just make them... I just want them to know how I feel. I couldn't believe I had only two audio files, so I really want to thank again Wes and Robin, who went out of their way to really make me feel
Wes
special.
Ripped me off.
To make me feel special on my
Not
wedding
cool,
time.
Wes. Not cool.
To the rest of you, if you were thinking, oh, I should have made one, or I was going to, well, guess what? You didn't. And I just don't know what I want to say to you. I want, well, I do know what I want to say. I want to say, you are wrong. If you're listening to this and you didn't make me a song, you were wrong. And I'll never forgive you.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
I've never heard you be mean to our listeners.
I forgive you. I'm really happy right now. I'm feeling very forgiving.
Why?
Because I'm in love. I'm married. Life is great. Ben is often wrong.
Like, I'm not wrong.
Ben was wrong.
Ben was
I won't
I'm
play
not
it.
Wrong.
So you can't find that song, huh?
No.
Next episode.
Next. Maybe I should play the rest of Adam's clips at the end of next episode.
All of them? No. Surprise me.
I'll play a few. Well, he has one longer one of like awkward moments. Do you want to hear that?
Right now?
Yeah.
Is it funny?
Yeah.
How long?
Like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Mars Lander, what's happening up there?
We are the Manglers. I have to start over. I can't let it happen like that.
You can't always be well oiled.
This is an amazing Atus.
So he grabbed the small ones, and then guess what happened?
Whoa, I've never fallen in love with a monkey.
Me neither.
They create sparks out of their nostrils. It's true.
Wait.
What?
Because he's in my chair! Metaphorically speaking.
Yeah, take it out of context.
I have inherited some of Matt's secondhand junk.
These are kind of weird.
Of course, yes. Harry Potter's real. Scottish wizards, dude. We've been over this.
Abominable.
Yeah, it sounded bad. It wasn't bad.
What?
This is going bad.
You're my most inappropriate friend.
That's a fact.
That is a fact. Yeah. Some of those clips out of context are pretty bad.
They are.
Wow. I did see he had the abominable one. That was a funny one.
Abominable.
That was so hard to say it that day. All right, that's it. Let's shut this one off.
Okay, goodbye, everyone.
So long,
goodbye.
Folks.